live from Elstree, it's Strictly on the Sofa.
Well, yeah, if you didn't know yet, guess where we were last night.
Also, we're not live. This is very much pre-recorded. Live on Sunday evening. Yeah, we were at the studio last night. I mean, this is why I'm Claudia and you're Tess.
We were saying, which do you think you'd be? And I very much was like, I think I would be Tess.
Yeah.
We got tickets to see the show. We got tickets through the random ballot, you guys.
And it's actually so, right, we have a joke where we're like, death taxes the Strictly rejection email. And I understand why now, because we were explained how many people enter every year, and it's basically 40,000 people per episode for 250 tickets.
Yeah.
So don't lose heart, guys. It might happen, as it did to us, because I could not believe it, if you've not heard the voice note already that I sent to Flo. But yeah, it was absolutely mad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to begin, really, do you?
No.
And if you have any questions, because one of the hardest things I found is the unknown. So I do think that we're just going to talk about the show generally today. But I do think if you are going or you have any questions, it would be really helpful to know stuff. So do let us know if there is anything. Yeah. You can email us at strictlyonthesofa@gmail.com or just tweet us or answer the little answer box on Spotify. Yeah. Because
like, what time do you actually need to turn up? How much queuing is there? Actually, like, the process was really quite smooth.
It was really smooth, yeah.
And we didn't need to worry too much about getting there, like, super, super early. So that was good. There was a bit of waiting around and hanging around, but generally, like, there were seats and there was a bar and things like that. So, yeah, it went quickly. And a couple of the celebs came in to the sort of holding. We're in this weird holding pen, like the studio audience was in this holding pen. But a couple of celebs walked through, didn't they? So
yeah.
Kyle came through, Nigel came through. So, you know, there were some interesting things to pass the time.
Yeah, it was strange. Flo at one point was like, have we died?
I was like, I feel like we're in this like weird, like, holding pen, like purgatory or something, like waiting to know whether our fate is like.
And Strictly is heaven.
And Strictly is heaven.
It was honestly perfect. It was such a good time. The atmosphere was just unreal. It's so nice to see that many Strictly fans in one place.
I know. Yeah.
So many sequins. You've never seen so many sequins.
Everyone as well, because they tell you like the dress code is, what was it, Strictly Glamour or something like that.
No jeans.
No jeans. Yeah. So actually, but everyone did dress up and really look lovely and make the most of it. And I really love that.
It was
so
nice
to have
wasn't
a special occasion like that.
And it was a special occasion.
It was very special indeed.
It was so much fun. Yeah, so we were in the studio, so we had a slightly different perspective on it, but we have also watched all the dances back when we got home, which I do think added to it, you know?
It did, yeah.
Because we couldn't see footwork.
Yes.
But we got everything else, we got the vibes. And I think that's another thing about seeing it, just the energies.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want, I don't know.
The studio felt smaller, didn't it? We walked in and we're like, we're in a room. Like, it was weird. It was very weird that, like, how it did feel smaller, but also, like, then with all the big, like screens and stuff, like, and there was so much glitz and like, so it felt really, like, overwhelming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the actual dance floor is kind of smaller than I thought it would be. I don't know.
Yeah. Flo was at the start said, oh, well, you know, when they say cover the floor, I see why they're telling them to do that now. It seems achievable. It felt like I had a few frames of reference. Like you said, the Truman Show at one point. I felt really like it was when Dorothy lands in Oz. But everything feels a bit 2D. Yeah. Even though it's not, it's so beautiful and amazing. Yeah. It just feels like you've gone through the looking glass. I said to Flo last night on the train home that it felt a little bit like when that I would been out all night and I've got to go home to catch up with Strictly.
Yeah,
like I've been out and it being a completely separate occasion. Like a separate show. Yeah. I couldn't get my head around the fact that my mum had watched what I had also watched at like completely the same time in different locations.
Yeah, it didn't feel like you forgot there was going to be a live audience at home watching.
Yeah, it felt extremely Wizard of Oz, but meets The Truman Show meets Sunset Boulevard because it's all behind the scenes stuff. And it, do you know what was weird? At the end when the lights all went off, I was like, oh, the studio looks really dark. It felt like the soul had been taken out. It was, oh, and the soul of Strictly is the lighting.
It's like, when you're at school disco and they turn the lights on and you have to, your mum has to pick you up.
Yeah.
It
was what it...
We were like, we don't want to go... We're like that possum being dragged off of the American football ground.
We really were.
No!
No! I was like, squatters' rights, we're staying here for the next week. Yeah, absolutely incredible.
Can I also say how professional the show was as well? Like, everything ran so smoothly. Everyone was... Yeah, like, really impressed with Tess and Claudia. Like, what hard job they actually have and how well they do it. Everything was really seamless. There was this one guy who came on in between, like, any of the live or recorded bits to sort of, like, compare the thing, I guess. Mm. And, like, he was good. He kind of kept us all entertained because it is a lot of sitting around. And it is because, I think probably most people know, but they film the Sunday show on the Saturday evening as well, so we stay for that. We saw all of that, so we know who goes ahead of anyone else, which is exciting. At the time of recording, no one else knows, so we are sitting on a secret. But yeah, it was just really interesting to see how they handle like doing different takes of the, obviously the Saturday show is live, but then other bits around it are kind of filmed and they do different takes of it and stuff like that. So yeah, it was just really interesting. It was like said it was like seeing how the sausage is made.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So it was few frames of reference. I was also inside the factory. It was inside the factory meets the Wizard of Oz meets everything else. It was so good. We feel very blessed. And I hope so everyone gets to go. Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, just keep the faith, guys. Because who knew? I didn't think they were a thing that existed at a certain point.
Yeah. Like, this podcast is not big enough to be like, I mean, thank you everyone for listening. We love all of our fans and everything. But we're not really like big enough to be able to pull strings at the BBC. You know what I mean? Like, it genuinely did just come through the random ballot, so it's possible, it's out there,
it's out there, the truth. Yeah, it was just amazing. So with that covered, should we get into the actual dances?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, I'm just getting the leaderboard up.
Such a banger.
I love that transition music we've got.
Definitely not a copyright violation.
Okay, so obviously we had 9 people dancing this week. The bottom of the leaderboard was not actually anyone in the dance-off. So should we talk about the dance-off first?
Yes. Two very, very different dances.
Mm.
I think the first dance-off where I've not been able to call it, like genuinely turned to flow mid-dance-off and was like, can't call this, you know?
Yeah.
Also, interesting fact, Flo walked past Angela and Kai for rehearsing for their dance-off.
Yeah, I had to go to the loo, and they were filming some stuff up in the Claudatorium so the audience could leave at that point. And I walked through that little holding pen, and that's where Angela and Kai were kind of stepping through their dance again. So it was a very awkward moment because I was like, I'm here for the toilet. And I wanted to be like, oh, good luck. But they were, you know, they were focused on their dancing. So I was like, I'll just walk by and leave them to it. But yeah, it was,
it's crazy.
Very, very crazy. Anyway, I was shocked when they read her name out, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I thought that, I mean, looking at the leaderboard now, I guess she is 7th out of 9. But yeah, I thought her audience vote was slightly stronger than that. But it was just a very, very tight week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a very close week.
I mean, what did... So the bottom of the leaderboard is Angela Scanlon. She got 27. Angela Rippon got 28.
Yeah. Oh, actually, and Adam was also on 27, also bottom of the leaderboard, tied with Angela Scanlon. So,
just really tight.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I think we both agree on this, don't we? That maybe we would have saved Adam...
We
thought it would be more split between the judges.
I thought at least one vote would go Adam's way. I just enjoyed Adam's dance a little bit more, which is unusual for me because I love a waltz and I don't usually love a rumba, but I just really enjoyed Adam's dance and I thought it was really dramatic. Mm. And I think it's hard when you're the male celebrity in a rumba because you do have to stand there while the woman like wiggles around you a lot. So like it is very difficult for him to bring like anything really like jaw-dropping, but I thought the job he did was really great.
Yeah,
and I just think I as a dance I just enjoyed it. With Angela's waltz, like it felt a little bit like we've sort of seen it before, and it was really well done. Like, don't get me wrong, I really, you know, I did enjoy it. It was really lovely. Yeah, I don't know,
I think that's it. It was really lovely. End yeah. of. Mm. And I think I really liked it, and I liked it at the time, and I was surprised that she was in the dance-off because of it, because I thought, I think they maybe, I can understand the safeness, people saying it was safe. On the other hand, it's a waltz, what do you want them to do?
Yeah.
and they're not going to do lifts or anything like that. I just think, I didn't really like that bit at the end where she was dragged across the dance floor, because I always think that looks messy. I always feels like a cop-out to me, and I don't think it was the dance for it. I think it works when it's really dramatic, but I just didn't rate that move, basically. I don't blame them for playing safe when they haven't done ballroom for 3 weeks in hold. And also, that's what people like. Sometimes it is. How many times are we saying that people can consolidate the basics and get quite far? Although yeah. we are quite far at halfway in the competition. It's by no means an early exit if Angela or...
Not
or
at all.
Angela or Adam.
Yeah, they're halfway.
So I think it's just difficult to mark a waltz against a rumba. I think what Flo said to me, and I agree, is that, to not speak for you, is that perhaps Angela has reached or is coming to her ceiling. Whereas I think Adam has improved week on week out, and a rumba is hard for men. Mm. And not that a waltz isn't hard, but I think Kai leading is always going to be a bit more of an advantage, isn't it? And I just do think rumbas were hard. Also, I'm so glad he got to do it twice. Not that I wanted him to be in the dance-off, but just because I spent the first half of being like, that's your wedding song?
Oh, my God.
Genuinely.
I'm dancing on my own, like, watching...
I'm in the corner, watching you kiss her. Who?
What in the world?
I couldn't cope.
That's so funny.
It really reminded me of, you know how Every Breath You Take is one of the most popular wedding songs, yeah. and it's about a stalker?
Yeah.
I was like, do people not listen to the lyrics?
It's like that, but even there's no hidden meaning in that song.
No. None.
Also, Robin Erasure.
Yes, I'm not here for that, you know.
No.
It's Robin's version on Robin's version only. Yes.
However, it was a lovely song to do that yes. dance to, and it was lovely.
Very
nicely performed as a song as well. So, like,
and he's come on leaps and bounds from yeah. that pointing fiasco in the group dance of the launch show. Do you know
yes,
what I mean? Yes,
100%.
So I think I might have. I thought the judges would be more split, and I think my heart was split. And yeah. I think maybe the Adam side of my heart won.
Yeah, slightly. I think mine did as well. I'm just looking at the marks because Shirley actually scored Angela slightly below Adam. So I thought if it comes down to Shirley, then she would save Adam, actually. But
yeah,
she didn't. She said she would save Angela. So,
and Anton was the same, marked the same as Angela and Adam. Mm. And also, Adam really did improve in the dance-off. Actually, I'm sure Angela did as well, to be fair. And she actually did. Both of them did.
Yeah.
So, I think it's just it's getting tougher and tougher. Who's going to go next week, guys? Who is going to go?
Yeah.
I can't predict it. I don't want any of them. They're all, it's such a high standard.
I do feel like it was a really strong week.
Yeah.
I feel like last week was a bit like, oh, no one's quite at their best. And this week, a lot of people were at their best.
Yeah.
But it was
It was incredible. Didn't the, so the warm-up guy in the studio was saying like, oh, if you really think it's good, give a standing ovation. He said, I've seen the previews. I think you'll all give standing, and it was 9 standing ovations. And I don't think that's usual.
Yeah. You kept falling over.
I did keep falling over! I kept having to, like, wing my arms because I was standing up too quickly. Nigel in particular. When he got through, then if you might hear a smattering of applause, and it's me, pure me, just going, just as soon as he went, Nigel! Ridiculous.
Should we talk about Angelo and Angela Scanlon and Carlos, who were tied at the bottom?
We watched
this one back.
That's not good, is it? We watched them all back just to make sure that we had not missed anything. And genuinely, we're like, that's all of them, isn't it? But her vote's high.
Her vote is high, yeah. Yeah. I really like her. I loved Carlos's blouse. I was like, I would wear that blouse. And then Laura's like, I would wear all of Angela's outfit. And we're like, this is very our style here.
Can't wait for Halloween 2024. We'll be going as Angela and Carlos. I almost said Angela and
Carlos. Do you know what, though? When they read out the results and they went Angela and Kurt to be in the dance-off, I thought they were going to say Carlos, and I think by their faces they thought so too.
Mm.
And then they said Angela and Kai, and it was like, ooh.
It's actually, I'm starting to think they need to read out the pros first, just because it was so stressful for them.
Yeah.
Also, can we just quickly talk about how, at the end, it's so undramatic. Like, they really create a sense of drama for the dance-off and for the in the actual show itself, and the edit. Not that it's edited, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The bringing of all it together.
Mm.
But when they're hugging and the lights go off and you're just sort of like, oh.
Yeah.
It's not like they're led to their execution. Which I think is like this weird Last Supper vibe that you get from watching it on television.
Yeah,
it was really 100%. Funny. But yes, it was dramatic. The red lights were dramatic and I didn't like that one.
Very much.
But yeah, Angela, should we actually talk about the dance?
Yes. Yeah, I did enjoy this. It was really good. It just wasn't as good as some of the other dances this evening, which is such a shame. So I don't really know what the...
I think she did a really great job. I think it's hard to say. The one thing, I think she hit the nail on the head in her VT, though, when she said that, I think I'm maybe too self-conscious for this, and that's how I felt about her all the way along.
Yeah.
And I really do...
Samba is hard, though, and, like, if you're going to be self-conscious about something, when she was like, I'm too Irish or I'm too white for this or something like that, I was like, that's exactly how I would feel in Samba, true. You know? I do get that 100%. I thought, nonetheless, I thought she did a really good job. She didn't look cripplingly self-conscious.
No, not at all.
But whether she fully could...
I just think there's always a glint of irony in her eyes. But that's also not bad. That's fine. I can't explain it. But she is fun. She is great. She's fun. And 27 is not a bad mark.
No.
It's so difficult to judge this year. I don't know how anyone's going to do it going forward. I feel like we're slowly losing the people who might be bottom half of the league. Well, yeah, that's how it works, Laura. But you know what I mean? I just think everyone is contenders now.
I think as well, it felt like the judges were very harsh scorers yesterday, and I wonder if they're starting to be... Yeah, because I didn't think that was worth a six by any means.
Didn't they say Craig had never given so many sixes in week seven?
And I just wonder if they're just trying to be a bit more discerning, because the standard is so good.
Yeah.
Like, a six this week is much better than what a six at the beginning of the series would have been. I don't know.
It must be, because it was...
I
actually don't know how they're judging it now.
Yeah.
It did feel harsh. There was lots of booze flying about.
Yeah, there was.
And rightly so.
Yeah.
Drawn out of
it. And we did criticise them last week for overmarking, so I think it's good that they are trying to be a little bit more...
We don't want everything to be a 10, do we? No. So that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
10s need to be earned, and they were.
And they need to be special. Well, I think that's probably all I have to say about Angela. Shall we move on to Krishna and Lauren?
Yeah, I love this so much.
We were on the rewatch just now, when we were watching it on the telly. Laura turned around and she was like, this might be the dance of the night. And then she was like, no, I don't think it is, because of Leighton and Nigel. But I agree. This was so
I loved
good.
It. This could make me a couple's choice convert.
Right, exactly. When they were putting the scenery together, all the bright colours and everything, Laura's like, this has got Tommy and Lizzie written all over it. And I was like, don't be negative. And then genuinely, we were both like, loved that.
Stunning.
So much fun. He's so happy. What a great time.
Yeah.
You know,
and it was really fluid. It had none of my leaps. I think when I don't say I don't like Tommy and Lizzie routines, and that is personal preference, just to say, Flo loves them.
No, I agree with you that they do, like, here's a set piece over here, and then you run to the other corner, and there's a scene over here, and then you run over here. Like, I do agree with you on that.
It's a valid form of dance, yeah. But yes, yeah.
But
this felt really... Do you know what? I was thinking, because Nigel talked about how Catcher talked about how she helped Nigel learn the steps with intent, because she said giving him the intention behind it works better than numbers.
Yeah.
Right? And I felt like everything Krishnan did was so full of joy and therefore full of intent to enjoy it as much as he possibly could. Mm-hmm. So every move was just full of him dancing because you're not going to not groove to that song.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just felt like that's how I would describe this week. Everything was full of intent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good week for Couples Choice.
Yeah, really good. Because, when we found out the dances and we knew we were going, I was like, two Couples Choices. There was none last week. But they were both stunning.
Yeah.
I just thought, I'm just so... Krishnan, it almost made me cry when we rewatched it, you know, because I just think that he is living the dream.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy for him that he's getting to have so much fun on Strictly Come Dancing and see another... Like, it's not... I don't think... There's a lovely tweet from one of his friends saying, this is the Krishnan I've known for 10 years or something like that.
30 years, I think. 30, it was like a long time, anyway.
And I think... It's amazing. I think it's not necessarily that he's getting to... He's becoming happier. I don't think that's it. I think it's the fact that we're getting to see it.
Yeah.
And I think that's lovely.
Because he's got to be a serious newsreader all the time. Of course, we're not going to see him like, woo, laughing and joking.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just thought it was... He's just such a wonderful dancer to watch because of that. He's just living his life. And I think Lauren really brings that out as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just a great part. I have not much to say other than I felt full of the joys.
Yeah.
Full of the joys.
Full of the joys, yeah.
And also, you can call me Alice a bop.
Mm, what a bop. If he'd have said that was his wedding song, I'd have been like, yeah, I
see. Exactly. Intent not needed. It's a bop. Which I guess you could say dancing on my own, Robin's version. Ho hum. Do you have much else to add?
I don't have much else to add. Oh, God.
I don't have much else to add!
I've been screaming too much last night. That's strictly. Should we talk about Bobby next? Bobby and Diane.
Everybody's talking about Bobby. I really liked this. It was quite a difficult one to judge in the studio because we were a little bit far back and we couldn't see feet, and feet are very important in Argentine tangos.
We went, to be fair, like, there's not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah,
like,
not a bad seat.
It's not a very big studio audience. It's just that from where we were quite, like, close to the actual dance floor, so there were people in front of us, which meant that we couldn't see anything happening sort of, like, knees down.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It didn't, you know.
Didn't matter too much, actually. But yeah, Flo's right, not a bad seat in the house, so never worry about that guy.
Yeah.
But
it was good rewatching this on the telly so we could see what was going on foot-wise.
Yes, I think specifically for this dance, isn't it? Because it was just a lot of, like, gauchos.
Oh my God, I'm really croaky this morning.
She's been cheering.
Yeah, I've been cheering.
She's been booing Craig.
Leighton's jive as well, same note. You lose a lot in the jive.
Yeah. It's very true.
Anyway, let's get back to Bobby's tango. I thought this was really good. Very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Very sexy.
Yeah. Ooh. It felt like perfect Argentine tango, didn't it? It was very, like, whew! Dramatic, like, it felt like I was going to be like, he's not an actor, he actually is an actor. He's on EastEnders, but that's how it felt. It felt just so performed and beautiful. I agree with the judges, and I don't know about you, that it was a bit placed.
Yeah, I think I agree too.
I think it was more so at the first half of the dance, though. The second half, I think he grew into being more like...
a bit, I think.
I really rated it. I can see, but I rated it, but I do think it probably belongs mid-table where it is.
Yes. I think that's fair. Yeah.
And I also just loved his enthusiasm for it, you know?
Yeah.
Having an Argentine tango in your locker is a really good... Like, I was like, you go. I just think he's a nice blueprint for, like, young people. I think he's great. He seems really friendly.
We saw Jeff Frasier.
We did.
I had to ask who it was.
We did a terrible little roundabout where I was like, he's behind me, and Flo changed places. It was, so, yeah, we were very excited. He's a very supportive dad. Very cute. Very cute.
I was like, don't look. And I was like, where?
We cannot be trusted in anywhere. Green rooms. When Nigel walked in, I think, if everyone's seen Community, where the character Troy meets his hero, LeVar Burton, and he's just, it's a very popular meme, actually. Maybe I'll share it on the socials, where he just stares at him and can't say a word. That was me with Nigel walking in the room. I was like, oh, I've got to put him off his dance, because I have nothing if not main character energy. But yes, I did not put him off his dance clearly. Bobby was great.
Bobby, yes. The set piece was very dramatic.
Very dramatic. We thought he had broken when the sparks came down. I
knew it was fine. You were like, oh, it's broken.
But it was sparks. It was dramatic.
It was very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
I think I still prefer a bit of a more traditional music choice, though, for an Argentine tango, I'm afraid. It was a little bit... I don't know. It was very good. It was very dramatic.
I loved it, you know.
Yeah.
I stand by it.
Yeah.
Also, I said to Flo that it feels like a perfume advert, which yes. I love that.
Yeah,
I love a perfume advert. I saw someone describe a perfume advert the other day as being like... I love that they can't show you the smell, so they make it as unhinged as possible. And I was like, that's what I love. I used to have a perfume adverts playlist. And I just thought they were so fun to watch. I used to love that Bleu de Chanel one, where it was like, I'm not going to be the person I'm expected to be anymore. Obsessed. I mean, it was literally directed by Martin Scorsese. So I just love that for them. And that's how this felt. It felt very...
Yes.
Gangs of New York.
Yes, it did. Shall we talk about Nigel?
Let's talk about Nigel. Every day of my life. So there were rumours that he was in the room before he was in the room, and that we befriended this lovely Scottish lady, and she we were just chatting normally until someone said that Nigel might be around, and I went, Nigel! And it was really embarrassing. But anywho, he wasn't in the room, so he didn't hear that. He just saw me stare at him later on in the show. But what did we think of his dance? I crossed myself. I was terrified. I really, really rooted for him. How did you feel?
Yes, I was really rooting for him as well, because he's had a couple of weeks of like a few mistakes and like not quite on his A game. And I think this was A game.
Intent. Yes. With purpose.
Yeah, it was great. It was so dramatic.
How did Craig say it lacked drama? Was he watching the same thing?
No. I think because Katie was so uber dramatic, maybe in comparison, but.
Stoicism, that's he was literally in a dark outfit to be like an immovable wall of emotion, you know what I mean?
It's very,
I don't know, deep. Well, do you know what I was thinking? When I just said it, like literally 2 seconds ago when I said it was traumatic, literally earlier than today, I was thinking Kenneth Branagh would have loved it. And the hammiest actor I know would have been like, wig. I think that's why I've channeled my inner Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, yeah.
An immovable wall of emotion. I loved it. I just thought, when he first came out, I was like, he could have dressed up. But I get it, I get the vibes. And I really like the fact that Katja has stripped it back for him. Her choreo. So incredible. Glad that she got her flowers for her choreo this week.
So good. So good.
So good. So good.
You seemed absolutely relieved after it was done, actually, rather than like, well, you were also like, that was amazing, really good. But mainly you were like, oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, it's because we all know he's capable of it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It is a relief. Mm. I do think that's exactly the word. I find myself... I think the stakes are really high for me watching Nigel, because I just want him to be brilliant. I know he can be brilliant. He is brilliant.
Mm.
And you just want the judges to recognise that. You want people to see it. And also a tango. You knew it could be a moment for him.
Yeah.
And it really was.
Yes.
Also, I think before his dance, I'd almost felt quite like overwhelmed by the occasion, because it was so written strictly. As I said, it felt like through the looking glass. Incredible. And then Nigel... The tension all leaked out of my body, as you say, like it was Why did you look at me like I said something disgusting? That's a normal thing to say. People say that all the time. Oh my god, now I feel disgusting. But I felt the relief. You're right, I felt relieved, okay? Is that what you wanted me to say? I'm just so happy for him and Katja getting their flowers.
Yeah.
It's done. I'm so glad he's through.
Yeah. I did say, Laura, if Nigel goes this week, it will be your fault.
Yeah, because we couldn't go! Because we're at home, our phones are confiscated. Confiscated.
It's the word. You have to turn them in, yeah. So you can't, obviously, like, take footage of anything happening, but also, I guess, so if a phone goes off during... I kept being like, oh my god, have I turned my phone off? And I didn't even have my phone on me. So stupid.
Yeah, but Nigel's number one fan wasn't available to vote. It's very difficult. Who's next?
Annabelle and Johannes. Well, they are high up on the leaderboard, aren't they?
Very high.
I mean, deserved.
Deserved. It was incredible. It's the best she has danced, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Last week, I was like, I still haven't had my wow moment from Annabelle, and...
Delivered.
Let me tell you, this week delivered.
Again, intent though, with purpose.
Yes.
So during the 2019 Rugby World Cup, my friend shouted at the TV, with purpose! And since then, it has been a chant, it from Strictly to football to everything. With purpose! And honestly, Annabelle embodied that.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. I was so choked up by the end of this.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you could really feel that emotion in the room was, like, real. Oh. Everyone, like, the judges had their tissues out. Like, a lot of the dancers up in the Claudatorium, like, had their tissues
actively
out.
Actively sobbing.
Their eyes. Yeah.
It was really, palpable, is that
yeah.
the word? It was, it really got everyone, I think.
Yeah.
I really don't think there was a dry eye in the studio. A lot of sniffing.
Yeah.
It was just... beautiful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's the most free I've seen her dance.
Yes.
I think there's not been a moment where I felt, we've said it on previous podcasts, that perhaps that she feels a little bit, she's waits till she's safe in Johanna's hold a little bit, and sometimes it feels a bit like she's thinking about the next move, but she felt very free during this dance.
Yeah.
And also that's so brave, because to feel free in a dance where you're actually putting yourself, this is her most vulnerable dance, I think.
Oh, by times a million, yeah.
Yeah, so I just think I'm so happy for her in that.
Yeah.
And that she got to do such a beautiful dance. And it was one of those things that when they went to the judges, I was like, how do you judge that?
How do you judge
but
that?
Actually, they did judge it fairly. It was beautifully danced.
Yeah, exactly.
So lyrical and gorgeous.
Yeah.
Also, I said this on the radio this morning, but one of the best bits about being in the studio is that you get to see them preparing for their dance. So Leighton and Nikita were very much like athletes. Like Leighton, Nikita was doing a lot of jumping, just being like getting his legs, it's all springy. And Leighton looked really nervous, didn't he?
Really nervous. Yeah.
And then Annabelle and Johannes, it was so lovely watching them prepare together, because there was a lot of like sweet nothings. But like they were very calming with each other. I felt like they were lots of hugs. You can really see their partnership in it. Like it's so flourishing, and it was beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
I feel like I said beautiful to watch too many times, but it sums it up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I genuinely don't have any criticism.
I don't think I do either.
By far
I
her
thought
best
I had
dance.
Something else to say, but I just maybe I don't. It was
speechless.
Yeah.
Beautiful song.
This is what I was going to say. I think that, like, I love that Strictly offers this almost like a therapeutic, like experience for people to go through and like process some of their like trauma and grief and things like that. You know, like she's not the first person to come on the show and find her. Sense of self again and sense of with purpose and you know, and I love that.
Isn't that what Anton sort of said as well, like the whole dance is more than that, and when Couples Choice is done well, that is what it's for.
Yeah,
it's for everything else outside of heel leads and fleckles and emotion. I agree with you, that is a nice space for that. And because Strictly, Christian said it, like it's a family thing, everyone, your whole life gets taken up with it. But also, it can be quite an intense experience, especially when you... I didn't want to be like, especially when you see it in the studio. But like, it is such a business, isn't it? It's like, bam, bam, bam. Yeah. I couldn't believe how quickly it went. And I have so much respect for everything that goes into it. Mm. It is intense in there. I felt nervous. Did you?
Definitely.
And so I can't imagine what it's like preparing to dance not only to that many people in a room, and it's a small room, but also in front of millions. It's incredible. So I think it's nice that they get a bit of catharsis out of it. I've just repeated what you said.
No, yeah, I agree.
So you agree because you just said it. I'm so sorry. Am I talking nonsense?
No, not at all. Shall we move on, though, to Leighton Nikita next?
What an absolute. I think there's no better word for it than slay, to be perfectly honest. So I was like, I don't know if I can say that, but it just is a slay.
Yeah. Like, we knew it was great, and then we watched it back on the telly, and it was just, like, insane.
Unreal.
I'm actually annoyed looking at the marks now that there were 2 8s in there. Because I thought there was a lot of jive content in there.
So much jive content.
I thought there was. And what, are you not going to make him do that kind of air flip? If he can do it.
I was saying this on the train home, right?
Yeah.
It's not... We've had... People always play to strengths. Angela Rippon is getting her leg up because she's really good at that. Mm. Fair.
Mm.
Who doesn't want to see good dancing in a dance competition?
I know.
Can people chill out?
I know.
It's she said, light... impassionate.
But it's a light entertainment show. Like, it's not that deep. And, you know, we have a podcast about this show, so obviously we care a lot. But, like, just... Let Leighton be. Like, he's got dance experience. I mean, we say this every week, but yeah, he's got dance experience. Just let him live. He's doing incredible dance after incredible dance, and he's a joy to watch. Like,
I don't enjoy get it.
Calm down, everyone.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. Mm. I think his dance this week was out of this world. Mm. I don't understand why it was 2 8s and not 2 9s.
No.
I can understand, because I think Craig was right, his feet were a bit turned in. And also, really difficult. I can believe that they worked hard on it, you know? Because who doesn't go back to their, like, it's natural.
Yeah.
He's had 4 days to learn how to make his feet not turned in. I just think that 9, though, because... Mm. With that level, I just don't understand how that was 2 8s.
I don't get it.
It's full of jive content. The timing, impeccable.
Yeah.
Nikita's choreography. When will he get his flowers, please? I just love that he makes it so... You can really... I don't understand people saying it's not partnered as well. Because it feels so partnered to me.
Partnered.
I really feel like they're... growing together.
Yeah.
I feel like it maybe took a while for them to, like, be up, but I feel like they're there.
Mm.
I really love seeing them dance, and I don't understand how anyone thinks more deeply than that, to be honest.
I know.
I love Leighton and Nikita. I'm the big fan. I had a bit of a vibe last week where I was like, oh, I want them to win.
Yeah.
I'd
love that for them. It would be great.
Stunning.
Nikita in person, beautiful human being. Just... So
statuesque.
Yeah.
Like, you would do a double take if you saw him in the street and be like, before you realised it was Nikita. Yeah. He's so beautiful. Yeah. He should be in perfume adverts.
Yeah. But yeah, absolutely love this. Really, really great.
It's hard to have the words, isn't it? So I feel like the word superlative is going to come out of my mouth again. But genuinely, I just chill out, enjoy the dancing. Because the dancing is chef's kiss. Talking of chef's kiss, should we move on to Ellie?
Yeah.
Ellie and Vito.
I was like, what do you mean? Is she a chef or something? Like, she was also really good.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm Leighton and you're Nikita.
Yes. So good. This was my favourite dance.
That was amazing. I feel like you just sat there normally. So good! Just came out of your mouth. It overflowed, brimmed over. Fair. It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. It felt like old school Strictly again, didn't it?
It did, yeah. Loved it.
I wasn't a fan of The Last Lift, just to get the negative out of the way. But
I liked it. It's so good. I liked it. I like the kicks.
Yeah.
Aim the kick. It kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, whew.
Vito, also choreography king.
I just feel very, like, calm watching her. Like, she's just on it. She's just...
Yeah, it's the opposite of Nigel.
Yeah. She's just really competent. But, like, that makes it sound boring. It's not. I think, like, she's moved past the competent bit into, like, now I'm properly performing and, like, acting this. And, yeah, I just think she's great.
She's a really special dancer.
Mm.
I think she's wonderful. Yeah. I don't have a lot to say, almost, because it was so wonderful. Mm. It felt like it should have been saved for Blackpool.
Yeah, that would have been a really good Blackpool number.
I just thought, you're right, though. The minute she comes down with those feathers, that beautiful dress, Vito in tails, you're like, this is going to be an absolute moment. And it really was.
Yeah.
3 tens and a 9. Can't fault it, really. Yeah,
can't fault it.
I
think there was a slight, like, ooh, is it going to be 4 tens? But I think Craig is saving his 10 for, I don't know what, but he always holds out a bit, doesn't he?
He does. So,
fine. This week I'll allow it, but...
You better come through with the good soon for Ellie.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah, I just love watching them all dance. It's really difficult to critique. I don't know how people are doing it. It's hard to come up with anything beyond that. Like, it was super stylish, beautiful to watch. She is such a contender. Mm. She's giving the people what they want, and that is stunning dancing.
Range. She can do ballroom and she can do Latin. Like, it's really impressive.
And also, every dance that she's done has been visibly the dance that it was meant to be, I think.
Yeah, there's not many, like, gimmicks, is there? Like, she's just mastering the basics really well.
Yeah.
I think Vito's doing a really good job with his choreo, and
I love him.
Yeah?
Love him.
I do. I've come around to Vito. I didn't have a strong opinion on him at the start of the season.
Which is strange to me, because I think he's an angel.
Yeah.
But I think that's fair. He's still quite new, isn't he? He's only a series in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his choreography is outstanding. What a week.
Yeah.
I feel really weird. We were both saying on the way home last night, it feels like people who run events get come downs, don't they?
Yeah.
Because, like, the hype, you get all that adrenaline through the event. And I just feel so drained today. It was such a magical experience.
Yeah.
I feel like these spat back out into the real world.
Yeah.
I want my life to be in that Strictly studio all the time.
I know. If you have any jobs going, Strictly.
Oh my God, genuinely. I mean, we tell you what, at the start, as part of the waiting room, they do a little salsa class. I was absolutely terrible. And I have more respect than ever, because they'd be like, left foot, and I didn't know which one was my left foot, than for anyone doing it. But it was also Daddy Mac's salsa music. I was having the best time of my life.
Yeah.
But I was doing it to impress the producer. I was like, don't cast me because I'll be terrible, but also help me work here. I want you to like me. It's like the tweet about how you go through airport security and you want to be like, I'm so good at airport security. I'm so good at loving Strictly. Hire me.
There were definitely a couple of girls in that salsa class, like, hoping someone would spot them, weren't there?
Yeah. Incredible. They're so good. I got caught in the famine at their talent course. I genuinely didn't know which leg was which. It was so good. Stunning.
Yeah. So good. So good. I had such a good evening. It was like, it was just so much fun. It was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It really was. Also, just a brilliant show last night. I hope everyone agrees. After Halloween, I feel like some people were disappointed with the theming of Halloween, and it was a mixed bag, wasn't it? Mm. And this week felt like back to basics, back to brilliant. Yeah. Everyone just had the A game out. We've said it already.
Yeah.
9 standing ovations. It's not normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible. The fact that we've lost Adam, it doesn't feel deserved, really. But then I don't know who else would have gone. And it wouldn't have felt deserved for anyone this week.
Yeah,
which is, how are they going to do it next week?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's nearly Blackpool.
Yeah, so exciting.
Can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, let us know what you thought of it.
Who do you think is going to be in danger next week?
Yeah. Who do you want to see go to Blackpool?
Oh, yes. Let us know all your thoughts.
Send us in some thoughts. And thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much. We love you. It's been a wonderful week. And see you next week.
See you next week.
Toodle pip.